Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice on, firstly, what retail investors are now thinking, and secondly, how the UK is finally coming in from the cold. So firstly, on retail investors, they are growing very fast. Their numbers are up by a quarter globally in the last 2 years, led by younger and female investors. They now own, for example, nearly a third of all US stocks, and households have over a quarter of their total assets in shares, which is near a record level. And yet, despite all this, retail investors continue to be very poorly understood, something that we are trying to solve with our latest survey of 10,000 self-directed investors in 13 markets, from the US to Australia and across Europe. Overall, DIY investors are loyal to the big tech, AI, and crypto assets that have served them so well recently. But many are also looking to rebalance to cheaper and overseas assets ahead of summer interest rate cuts. And they're ignoring the old adage to not mix politics with portfolios in this huge election year. Our second topic is the UK. The UK's benchmark FTSE 100 is finally starting to come in from the performance cold, with its March performance on track to outpace the S&P 500, as the UK stock market enjoys two recent catalysts. Firstly, the more dovish Bank of England rate cut outlook, with the market now pricing an early June rate cut. This is especially significant as it would reduce the competition from very high policy rates with the UK stock market's high dividend yields. And secondly, it's also been weakening the resurgent pound. This has been helping the competitiveness for FTSE 100 stocks that in aggregate get over two-thirds of their sales from overseas. This is all part of the broader country and sector rotation we see building to assets more sensitive to the global economic soft landing and interest rate cuts that are coming. Markets like the UK that are on a 40% valuation discount to the US right now. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.